Canvassing as an Education for the Ministry.
One of the very best ways in which young men can obtain a fitness for the ministry is by entering the canvassing field. Let them go into towns and cities to canvass for the books which contain the truth for this time. In this work, they will find opportunity to speak the words of life, and the seeds of truth they sow will spring up to bear fruit. By meeting the people and presenting to them our publications, they will gain an experience that they could not gain by preaching. When young men enter the canvassing field filled with an intense longing to save their fellow men, a harvest for the Lord will be reaped as a result of their efforts. Then let them go forth as missionaries to proclaim present truth, praying constantly for increased light and for the guidance of the Spirit, that they may know how to speak words in season to those who are weary. Let them improve every opportunity for performing deeds of kindness, remembering that they're doing errands for the Lord. All who desire an opportunity for true ministry and will give themselves unreservedly to God will find in the canvassing work opportunity to speak upon many things pertaining to the future immortal life. The experience thus gained will be of the greatest value to those who are fitting themselves for the ministry. It is the accompaniment of the Holy Spirit of God that prepares workers, both men and women, to become pastors to the flock of God. As they cherish the thought that Christ is their companion, a holy awe, a sacred joy will be felt by them amid all their trying experiences and all their tests. They will learn to pray as they work. They will be educated in patience, kindness, affability, and helpfulness. They will practice true Christian courtesy, bearing in mind that Christ, their companion, cannot approve of harsh, unkind words or feelings. Their words will be purified. The power of speech will be regarded as a precious talent, lent them to do a high and holy work. The human agent will learn how to represent the divine companion with whom he is associated. To that unseen Holy One, he will show respect and reverence because he is wearing his yoke and is learning his pure, holy ways. Those who have faith in this divine attendant will develop. They will be gifted with power to clothe the message of truth with a sacred beauty. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 6, page 322. Follow on, young men, to know the Lord, and you will know that his going forth is prepared as the morning. Hosea 6:3. Seek constantly to improve. Strive earnestly for close fellowship with the Redeemer. Live by faith in Christ. Do the work he did. Live for the saving of the souls for whom he laid down his life. Try in every way to help those with whom you come in contact. Talk with your elder brother, who will complete your education line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. A close connection with him who offered himself as a sacrifice to save a perishing world will make you acceptable workers. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 6, page 416.